Hello, this is Ed Cooper, and I have a hole in my sock. But in spite of that, I am listening to Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille.
Well, hello, this is Chris, and I'm talking to Annie in the heartland of France. And believe it or not, I'm listening to Melting Pod. And I think all of you should do that as well, because it's a fabulous show.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, sound and colors from the planet Marseille today, November 21st. I have the great pleasure to propose to you a podcast with Penny Eichinger from Melbourne, Australia, and right now her song Poison Berries. I met Penny at Marseille last month. She was in European tour with a special lineup called Penelope Inc. with Dimi on the drums and Vince at the bass from the French band Dimi Diro. They gave a concert at La Machine à Coudre and I recorded some live extracts I chose to illustrate the interview. I recorded backstage with Penny after the show. Everything was very spontaneous, as you could hear. In fact, many people I am in contact with from Australia wrote to me many months ago to absolutely not miss Dimi Diro band, and I was surprised to see them with Penny, the first Australian rocker woman I met. And even one day before the show, Ian Ryland manager Greg Sauer called me from Australia to tell me, "Don't miss Penny, you have to see her." So I hope that all these people from Australia will be very happy with this podcast. I dedicate it for you. But back to La Machine à Coudre right now. So I joined Penny backstage after the show. Can I start with, do you love the Sands?
Yes, I do. It's funny, all the venues that we've been playing in France, they're always playing the Saints or some Australian band.
Can you tell me your name?
Penny Eichinger.
And where are you from?
Melbourne, Australia.
And how is your first feeling from Marseille? The first time?
Yeah. Good. I thought I was happy with tonight. It sounded great. I like this bar. I like this place.
And the first question is, how did you meet the first time Jimmy and Vince?
Vince came out to Australia and did a tour with a band. He was playing a band from Paris called The Holy Curse. I met him then. And Jimmy, I knew by email before that because he released a tribute album for Roland Howard, an Australian musician, on Stagger Records. Jimmy is a partner in Stagger Records. And I did a song on that tribute album.
And how comes this idea to play together?
Because Vince had said when he came out to Australia forever, I needed a bass player. He's a really great musician. And he suggested Jimmy play drums. So I came to Paris and we did a tour.
How did you rehearse before the tour? Because I'm very surprised that you can play together. Maybe you didn't work a lot of time together.
We toured together in 2006. So we played in France and Spain, also Geneva. So we'd already started playing then. But then, since then, Jimmy Darrow Inc. have come to Australia and toured, so I've done gigs with Vince and Jimmy in Australia as well.
But there is very quick connection.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that tonight, for example, it's very important for you the drum basses to play your music, because your music is very strange. It's full of risk, musical risk.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And without rehearsal, you can play with him?
Oh, we had one rehearsal before this tour.
One?
Yeah, one.
And then you work together during the live concert?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
What is your idea with the music? what you want to express?
Feelings.
Yes, because you are a singer, and I heard that you don't give a lot of power to the voice.
No. But the feelings are in the singing, and the lyrics, and the guitar playing.
But your first instrument is a guitar.
Yeah. I was playing guitar in other bands in Australia before I started singing.
And you love the distortion.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's very surprising for a girl, I have to say that.
Yeah.
Yes?
No. Yeah, but it's fun.
You have other bands in Australia who play such music like you?
No.
You're unique?
Yeah. I've got to say that, don't I? I can't say no.
In Melbourne, there is a lot of underground music.
Yeah. I also play in a band in Melbourne with Kim Salmon. Do you know Kim Salmon? Beast of Bourbon?
Yes.
Kim was a guitarist in Beast of Bourbon. I play in a band with him, and that band has six guitarists, two drummers.
Whoa.
No bass. No singing, just six guitars and two drummers.
And when they never come to France?
No. They released an album on Bang Records, a Spanish label. But no, we haven't come to Europe yet.
And what is your project after this tour?
I've just finished recording an album. So, release the album. That's my next project. Get the album out.
And you can send me this album when it will be released?
Yeah. I wonder if you should email me.
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on.
You can maybe say some words from your friend Greg Sauer.
Greg, I love you.
Oh, Greg, you are very lucky. I will close with that wonderful song called Kathleen. I will give you the link to the band on Melting Pot, www.meltingpot.com. You can write your comment to Penny. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Pot.
Tell me about your brother Kathleen, the one with the eyes of
this is Penny Eichinger from Melbourne, Australia. And I'm listening to Melting Pot with Annie from Marseille.